Track 59.
Welcome the other negotiator. Suggest you start the negotiation and agree the agenda.
That's fine with me. Those are the points I wanted to cover.
Ask what procedure the other negotiator would like to follow.
Well, if it's okay with you, let's both state our positions and then we can start to discuss them.
Agree. Suggest the other negotiator starts.
Well, as I see it, the main issue we need to address is price. We need a range of cheaper products.
Check you have understood correctly. Does the other negotiator want to expand your catalogue with cheaper products?
Basically, yes. I think it will create a far more attractive sales proposition for you.
Explain that your organisation has built up a loyal clientele through word of mouth recommendations because you have a reputation for high quality and they are prepared to pay a premium price.
So, what you're saying is high quality, high price is good.
Agree. Say the market for luxury products is still expanding, so you don't see a need to change strategy at this stage.
And you don't think the situation will change?
Say that's not what you meant. Explain that if the market changes, you might consider new product ranges and a different pricing strategy, but not yet.
Okay, so let's move on to point two on the agenda.
Model conversation.
Thank you for coming. Let's kick off, shall we? Shall we start by agreeing the agenda?
That's fine with me. Those are the points I wanted to cover.
Fine. What procedure would you like to follow?
Well, if it's okay with you, let's both state our positions and then we can start to discuss them.
Okay. Would you like to start?
Well, as I see it, the main issue we need to address is price. We need a range of cheaper products.
If I understand you correctly, you want us to expand our catalogue and offer cheaper products, is that right?
Basically, yes. I think it will create a far more attractive sales proposition for you.
Our organisation has built up its reputation by word of mouth. This is because we have a reputation for high quality and our customers are prepared to pay a premium price for it.
So, what you're saying is high quality, high price is good?
Yes, that's right. The market for luxury products is still expanding and we don't see a need to change strategy at this point.
And you don't think the situation will change?
That's not what I meant. If the market changes, we might consider new product ranges and a different pricing strategy. But we won't do that yet.
Okay. So, let's move on to point two on the agenda.